As House Budget Committee Chairman Janesville Republican Paul Ryan is trying to have a bigger impact on federal spending. He says next week he'll introduce a measure that would take non-security discretionary spending back to pre-stimulus, pre-bank bailout levels until Congress adopts a budget resolution for fiscal year 2012. Ryan says he'd trim $58 billion from discretionary programs. As he hurried out of the Marquette Law School following a forum, Ryan was asked which federal programs might be targeted.
You'll see the Appropriations Committee come out with the actual list next week.
But who in the public would be affected?
We're taking back the massive increases. We had a 24% increase in base domestic discretionary spending. Those kinds of increases are absolutely unsustainable. They'll drive us to a catastrophic debt and deficit. So we have to take away these big government spending increases.
Ryan also says he'll try to lower President Obama's planned Pentagon spending by $16 billion. State Democratic Party spokesman Graham Zielinski says Representative Ryan needs to be more specific about defining the federal debt.
What is the good debt and what's the bad debt? He voted to add trillions of dollars to our national debt in unfunded wars, unfunded Medicare entitlement, and tax cuts for the very rich that he now defends. So for him to be a shining warrior on debt and deficit reduction is totally bogus.
Congressman Ryan says he'll hold hearings next week in Washington on the economy, jobs, and federal budget. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.